Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Steiny, Guru, and Dibs with Matt Steinmetz.
Friday's gonna take care of itself.
Daryl the Guru Johnson.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And Dan Dibley.
My only weapon was my mouth.
Featuring you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for keeping the bay popping. You guys are the best on the air. Appreciate it.
Steiny, Guru, and Dibs starts now.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Oh, yeah. Niners, Packers. Sunday. You like that Spinoni, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Niners, Packers, Sunday, 5:20. It's a big one. Looking forward to it. Got Giants, Padres, Ryder Cup. Hoop starting next week. This is
what you got.
I'll tell you, JT, we got it all. We
and
got
a fresh open, a fresh Friday
I
open.
Yeah.
Wow, a Friday wrinkle.
Special.
Yeah, and it's good. And I have a feeling that next Friday we might get an homage to it being payday, but this is tied for the 27th best Friday of the year. It's a 26-way tie for 27th, if you'll allow it.
That's correct.
And, you know, because the payday Fridays would be all 1 through 26, as per the Goo.
Yeah, and, you know, Goo, I used to love getting those, when you got a check every 2 weeks as opposed to twice a month, you get that, sometimes you'd get that 2 months when you got the three paychecks.
Yeah.
So I always liked getting paid every 2 weeks rather than twice a month.
And I remember the days real quick before direct deposit hit and your boss would come in and he would play with your Dibs. Where's that envelope at? Oh, they saying that to him is what I'm thinking. And he would kind of milk it. You better hand out those envelopes, Steiny. Let's go.
Yeah, put them right on the seat. They would just put them right on the seat. those were good times. Those were good times. Remember when our former program director, Dibs, I don't know if you remember, maybe he didn't do it to you. Whenever he thought something was funny, he would – on the air, he'd come in from his office and give everybody like a dollar bill and say,
that
was so good, guys. Here's a dollar. Anyway, I digress.
You got him down a little bit. Yeah.
Dibs has the best one.
Oh, yeah. Hired me twice, fired me once.
Yeah. Two and one.
Yeah, in Ryder Cup, that would be 2-1 would be the finish.
Nice. Sunday's game, guys, and we're going to get into it all. We're obviously going to get into the Giants. That was unbelievable yesterday. If you were watching that game, it was the quintessential scoreboard-watching pennant race game. It was just phenomenal. It went from one way to the other in about a minute or two. We'll talk about that for sure. Packers, Niners. Let me start with Goo. What are you looking for? What do you want to see Sunday, Guru?
I'm going to go Independence Day. I'm looking for fireworks from the offense. I want to see Jimmy, you know, throw that thing against what I deem a porous Green Bay defense, Dibs. I would like to see Kittle and Ayuk featured. And maybe the Niners put up 40 points or 42 points, even more than that. But I want a beatdown because outside of last year, and there was fluke because they were hurt, the Niners, they've owned Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And I just want people, the Niner fans, that, you know what, I don't like the style. I want to see fireworks from the offense.
Yeah, I don't really buy into any of that as far as what you need to see. You just want the win. I think you look at certain matchups, and they favor you. If you went across the board and looked at the 10 big matchups, I think the Niners are favored in six, maybe seven of them. But the Packers can be explosive now. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. We've casted some light aspersions his direction. I certainly have. But when he has time, with the receivers he has, and a very dynamic running back, they're going to have the best quarterback on the field. They're going to have the best running back on the field. Mm. They're going to have the best wide receiver on the field. And let's be fair about all three. Those are all uncontested. Now, tight end, O-line, D-line, linebackers, that's where the Niners get the edge. So, for me, it all comes down to Bosa and company against that O-line, because if you can get to 12, you can beat 12.
42. You want to see the 49ers put up 42, Goo.
I take it.
What are you, 42-0? Would that be okay for you?
42-17.
42-17. Okay. You know what's amazing, Goo, is we may do a little top five list of like the top five NFL power rankings, and I understand you've put out your official week two list of the top five teams in the NFL. And what I'm surprised at, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but
go ahead.
Did I see you have the Niners in the top five, even though, to your way of thinking, they've stunk through 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's just not all about record. It's gut. It's a feeling, Dibs. It's what I've seen and what I think this team, these teams are. So we'll get to it.
I love it. It's not based on numbers or film study. It's based on the old
gut.
No, film study too, though, Dibs.
You know, I got the Sunday.
I'm not going to ever downplay how much you watch, because you are. You're watching three games right now, without a doubt.
And when you said the other day, Dibs, that you had the game on, I didn't tell you. It kind of melted me because, you know, we still at the crib. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got to have something on at all times. You know, not only to fill the ADD Jones, but you know, I got to always be commentating the ABCs, Steiny, of the on-air world. Always be commenting.
Nice. That is nice.
That note, a quick 10-second detour. Have you seen the Jordan Spieth shot yet today?
Oh, my God.
Did you see it on social?
Dude, was that on 17 by any chance?
I might have been 16. I'll have to confirm. Goo, he's on a cliff.
Is it a par three?
Hello, friends. I don't have all the details, but I want to direct you to our social page where we will retweet the shot. He's basically on a cliff, and he hits the ball straight up. His momentum carries him back, and he runs 74 feet toward the cliff because he would have fallen over. Quite a dramatic video. They lost the match, but the U.S. leads 3-1 at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, that was an incredible
shot. I'm looking forward now, Steiny.
It'll come across. It's viral video.
I'm not kidding you, Dibs. I played that course, and I was in a spot like that where it went over, and I didn't get out, though. I didn't make that shot that he made, for sure.
Steiny, I didn't get the memo. The show's Men in Black today, and not include me. Kyle Dibs and Spadoni with the all black. Look like grease.
And you know, Steiny's always going earth tone, so we're never going to go all five.
Look at him.
And this was, I mean, you guys, I do not wear black T-shirts.
Right.
I just don't. And they're too hot in the summer for sure. I don't like black T-shirts. And, you know, and as Dibs will attest, I got a gift from one of our friends who went to a minor league baseball game, and he brought me a nice minor. What's that? It was like I can't remember. Anyway, it was a black one. Our buddy Craig, bought me a T-shirt, and it was black. And I've worn that one a few times out of respect, but for the most part, you're not going to see fireworks. You're not going to see fireworks. You're going to see what you saw 2 years ago. You're going to see the 49ers running the football. Even though they're banged up, I still think they can run the football.
Who is that? Okay, who's going to be running it, guys?
Oh, I got the list. We got Trey Sermon. Looks like he's going to play.
Trey Sermon is automatically one of the toughest football players I've seen, because he got absolutely basically put to sleep. And if he's able to fight through that and the protocol and be up on Sunday, that will be huge, and they need him.
You know what scared me the most about that play was, as soon as it happened, he grabbed his head with his hands.
Yeah,
like that was definitely scary.
Almost got speared, like, you know.
Yeah. But not Mark.
And he grabbed his head, not like John Curley, the morning show producer, who does it out of
that's right.
consternation. If you say something slightly racy or offensive, this was much more of an ouch head grab, my man.
I'm wondering, Goo, if we're going to see a repeat of 2 years ago, or at least the 49ers try to do what they did 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game. Remember that? 42 rushes, 285 yards, and they got four touchdowns on the ground that day. That was the game that a lot of people felt like they were protecting Jimmy Garoppolo. He only threw eight passes that day, but we're going to get into it, and we're going to start out this way. 888-957-9570. You heard what Guru wants to see. It's been a little uneven performance from the 49ers through 2 weeks. What do you want to see against the Green Bay Packers Sunday at 5:20? Great show today. Cam Inman, 12:18. 49ers president Al Guido, 12:48. That's always a lot of fun. And then Quentin Mayo, our BetQL insider, 1:20. We'll see you on the other side. We got so much to get into today.
But I actually like being at work doing the show with you guys.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Where'd that lie come from? Dibs. Where'd that lie come from? I actually like to be at work with you guys. Come on, dude. Come on.
Sounded genuine to me. I mean, I'm no
as
actor.
Genuine as
You mean that?
Yes.
That's actually become one of my go-to pitches. I've
feel
discovered
free to
I
turn
can get
your
out
mic on,
it.
Goo. Go ahead and turn that mic on, Goo. Yeah.
I said that probably was 10 minutes before stretch four he's about to embark on. You know?
Yeah, it's not bad. That was a good 4 day run for you, avoiding mic off calamities. That's it's a season high 4-game win streak comes to an end.
Although that means you've taken the lead over Ratto 72-68. I mean,
God, same I hate idea. That guy.
Anyway, Ray Ratto often forgets to put his mic on. What's what are you looking for this weekend? Packers 49ers. Dibs. It could be a matchup or you know, what's the key? Give me a key to the game.
The key is disrupting number 12, getting him off his spot. And Elgton Jenkins out third straight day, the left tackle, the second string left tackle who shifted over, missing his third straight practice. So he's going to be probably questionable at best. Fortunately for the Packers, you do have an extra half day to get ready with the Sunday night game. But if their O-line is even more patchwork than it already seems to be, well, you're going to see Aaron Rodgers from week one and not Aaron Rodgers from week two. Because let's put the rat on the table. Yes. Both these teams have wins over a terrible Lions team. Yeah. So we can look at the way the Packers beat the Lions. Well, they had a bad first half, and then they boat raced
them.
The Niners had a great three quarters, and then they went to sleep. So there are warts in both wins. So you throw that one out, and then you look at the Niners who beat a gritty Philly team and the Packers who were lay down embarrassing in the opener. I think it's a defensive front wreck and shop, five sacks, and the Niners, I don't know if it's as high scoring a blowout as Goose says, but I see this as more of like a 31-17 kind of ball game.
I mean, it's just like, for me, I get that the Packers beat them last year, but I got to throw that game out and go to the two games the year before.
Yeah.
And I just felt like the Niners owned them. By the way, this is the fourth time in 3 years the Packers are coming out here. Like, how does
crazy.
That – I mean, I get it. One was a playoff game. I don't get it. I don't understand that. Can somebody please explain?
Sounds like you want to write the NFL. Like, explain it.
Please explain.
Anybody know why – 49ers don't go to Lambeau one of those times, or I don't know.
Well, it's only three games because the playoff game doesn't count as far as, you know, the why of it. And I think one of the times that they played in the regular season, maybe it was last year, it was a game where you matched up with that division place to place. So that was just a one-off. Like this year they play the NFC North. They're playing all four
of
them. Last year it just happened that your crossover was the NFC North. On whoever finished in the same place as you, you were coming off of first place in the West. They were coming off first in theirs. So that's why that game was played in that fashion.
Goo.
20, yeah.
Goo, what do you give me for John Dickinson right there? Little Dibley pulled a little John Dickinson out of his hat with that kind of info.
I'm more of an understudy. I would never try to be in those echelons. His brain synapses do things that normal people don't when it comes to memory.
Both got some Cliff Clavin to them, Steiny, and that's a compliment. Yep.
Appreciate it. My stash is getting Clavin-esque.
Steph batter.
That, you know what? I don't mind when Dickinson says that, but I don't like that hashtag. It's annoying, by the way.
He's living better. He's currently at Whistling Straits.
Is he?
Was interviewed by Steve Sands in a mostly mellow, biteless 5 minutes. But I had the boys roll on, and there's no tidbits, no nuggets.
No, like... I've been on the horn with Andrew Wiggins.
No.
Nothing like that. They didn't ask him about Wiggins.
No.
I thought, isn't Curry like part of the coverage there, or is he just there as a spectator?
He did a little bit of the pregame, and then they did the between rounds interview, a quick 5 minutes with him. That was basically...
You better get it in now, Dibs.
Well, and he did everything but drop a BPA. He's like, you know, I'm really happy to... be here at my first Ryder Cup before I go back and shoot jumpers for a living. And I think he actually said what JD says. Steph better.
Hey, I'm surprised. Goo, this is...
That's crazy.
Know, sometimes I never know what you're thinking. I'd be thinking, what's he doing in Wisconsin the weekend of training camp opening?
Because that's when you get it in because it's about to be over and you got to go come home. It's like Sunday's approaching, Dibs. And I just can't wait to see the encore for Steph Curry and the Warriors this year, Steiny, after what he did last year. Just him personally.
Yeah. Trey Sermon. Let me just go through some of the running backs. Mostert's out. Trey Sermon looks like he could be a go. Trenton Cannon, obviously. And Jaquez Patrick, two newly signed guys, look like they're going to be available. Elijah Mitchell, probably not so much. So that's kind of where we're at right now. It looks like.
And Hasty IR, I believe, with a high ankle.
Yeah,
so he's no longer.
Factor.
Yeah.
Man.
So Sermon may get a lot of carries.
I think it's going to be Patrick, honestly.
Do you?
I think, yeah. I mean, Trenton Cannon, just from the brief video I've watched. And I don't think that he has quite the speed you're looking for to, you know, be able to run the stretch and get to the outside. I think Patrick a little bit faster, both very physical, bigger guys, and as is Sermon. So that's where it's going to be interesting to me. And I wonder if Kyle in the Mad Props today at 135,
I'm waiting. Yeah.
If he sets a Deebo Samuel rush prop, because I have a feeling that they're going to use him in that stretch game instead of what they did last week, Goo, of just, you know, toss right, toss left. I think you're going to get some jet sweep activity, not just motion this week, but activity.
I was going to ask you two, what concerns you more, the secondary or the running back situation? Because I know a couple weeks ago you guys were like, you know what, and you stayed consistent, it's plug and play. But now that we get these random names back there, for me, it's still the running back. Because the secondary, Steiny, I just envision Bosa and that line feasting. Like, I don't want to, you know, ruin the bit, but I feel like it could be a lot of sacks, and that'll help whoever's back in the defensive backfield for the Niners. But the running back position, there are good backs, average backs, and then not so good back Dibs. I just don't know what we're going to see if holes are there, how fast these no names can hit them.
Yeah.
And not even fumble, you know?
And this is where, again, I put a lot on Kyle Shanahan's, not his plate, but on his play sheet. This is where he's got to be creative and be able to scheme up the run game to suit his backs, because we know he likes to run that stretch, right? Where you got a fast back like Mostert, who's going to be the first one to the mesh point, and then it's make the decision, one cut, use your gifts, and make something happen. Well, these guys don't have that skill set like a Mostert, even a Mitchell, Hasty. These are a little bit slower, bigger backs. So will he do more, you know, conventional, Steiny, where Juszczyk is leading it up between the tackle and the guard, and you're just playing a little bit more of that smash mouth and trying to go play action off of that.
Well, isn't Patrick one of the biggest backs that Shanahan's had? Like apparently he's a house. John Lynch apparently compared him to John Riggins.
What?
The former Washington running back, halfback, fullback, take your pick on what he is.
44.
Yeah. How about this from the 415? Don't forget about the other Trey. Most people are sleeping on the idea that with the running backs banged up, they're going to use Trey Lance as a runner extraordinaire. He says mark the tape, but I'm going to say put it in the cap.
Right.
Trey Lance. Will we see Trey Lance?
How about that?
On Sunday.
Absolutely. And I think
wow.
I think he's right when it comes to the run game, Goo, because if you don't have a back who you feel good about giving 18 touches to, and no matter who are these three, if those are the three, I don't think any of those guys will get more than 9 or 10 carries. So you'll want Lance to get 4 or 5. Debo gets you 3. Steiny's favorite, Juszczyk, might have a huge game and get 3 carries in this one. So you're going to have to find different ways to run the ball because you love running the ball. It's your comfort zone.
Yeah.
How surprised would you two be if we don't see Trey at all? And we talked about it yesterday because I'm in the camp that we didn't see Trey, Steiny, and Dibs. He did that for Jimmy and Jimmy's psyche. So I can easily be proven wrong the first quarter of the game, but Dibs, would you be shocked if you didn't see 5?
Beyond shocked, I'd be stunned. Not quite to the level of being flabbergasted. I think as we go down from neutral, I'm nonplussed, I have no opinion. Yeah. First you're stunned, then you're shocked, then you're appalled, then you're flabbergasted, then maybe dumbfounded.
I like
flummoxed.
This.
Stupefied would be maybe in there too.
Sure.
We may
sure.
have to make a chart for all this, but I would be.
I like it. Yeah.
I'd be shocked, Guru. So more than just stunned because of what we're talking about. They need to run the ball. And right now, he's probably among people who you want running the ball. I would put him in the top 3 easily. I would put him ahead of Cannon. Maybe Sermon because you drafted him to run the ball. Debo Samuel, I want to run the ball. And then maybe Trey Lance. Pound the rock.
Goo,
thank you.
Goo, ask me that question.
Would you be
Trey
surprised,
Lance.
Matt Steinmetz, if we don't see Trey Lance at all this Sunday night?
Or stunned, shocked, flabbergasted, dumbfounded,
bamboozled,
stupefied?
No, I'd be mildly surprised.
There's
going salsa. Surprised. Yeah, you're going salsa.
Emotionless since 61.
Let me bring up the genius, Kyle, and I'm not talking about Shanahan.
Oh.
I'm talking about Kyle Madsen. He threw a theory by me that I was like, huh. He thinks if the 49ers, and I hope I'm paraphrasing right, he thinks if the 49ers, things go according to plan, maybe you don't use Trey Lance in this game because I don't like the side conversation, Spadoni. I don't like the side conversation. Now, what's going on here right now is I'm trying to talk to hundreds of thousands of listeners,
right.
But I know that you are talking to Dan Dibley in his ear, which means he can't hear me, not to mention neither can you. Come on, Spadone. The hell was I? Oh, Kyle Madsen.
Kyle's
the great.
Yeah.
Great job, Spadone.
Yeah.
He said if everything goes well this weekend, the 49ers maybe don't use Trey Lance because their next two games are more important. Against divisional opponents, and you can keep him under wraps. One more game, hide the tape, if you know what I mean, a little more. And then he comes back against the two division opponents in the next 2 weeks. We'll look for it. We'll keep an eye out. What do you guys think about Kyle's whatever that is?
That's a great notion, but it's not the way the other Kyle operates. And every time he talks about anything, it's, we're keeping in mind the one goal, which is to win the football game. So he's not looking to Seattle, Arizona. He's not looking anywhere other than at his beautiful two-sided laminated play card, and he's dreaming about what might work. I'm sure by now you've installed your first 15 or whatever you're going to script, and I would bet you it's going to be just like the Lions game where he's in the script. And I think he'll be in among the first 3 drives. They're going to be able to have their way with Green Bay's front. Neither of the Smith brothers is there. Rashawn Gary is the one guy to watch. He'll be going up against Mike McGlinchey. And we know McGlinchey better in the run game than he is in the pass game. So that's going to be one matchup to watch. But I think the 49ers O-line is a lot better than the Packer front. And so it's going to be tough on Green Bay.
No, I'm with
you. I think it's staring you right in the face. I think, to me, it's can that 49ers secondary hang in there against Aaron Rodgers? And if Rodgers can buy himself enough time, to make plays, avoiding the rush, you can't sugarcoat that we all agree the defensive backfield's a weakness of this team, yeah. And Aaron Rodgers is a great thrower. I think it comes down to that. So that it's going to come down to the defensive line putting pressure on him.
And this will be the game. Yeah.
Legit. Yeah, go ahead.
My bad, Stoudy. This will be the game for me to see if A-Rod is still A-Rod, Dibs and Stoudy. He hasn't been using his legs. I know he bounced back from – I haven't seen him roll out and chuck that thing like he's usually done, and I think he's going to be running for his life. But to Kyle's theory, Kyle Madsen, I don't think he's off. I just find it fascinating that we look at this young kid, Trey Lance, as almost like a superhero. Here I was, the guy that was excited about what we heard about in practice, the few plays or successful plays he had in the first preseason game, Steiny. But you guys keep telling me and others, he's not ready. But then we all just assume he's ready for this role, whatever this role may be Sunday, because we have what's his longest scamper in the NFL? It ain't even 5 yards. And he didn't play last game. 4 plays. How do we know this dude is the superhero in this minimized role that we think we're going to see him get a chance to perfect come Sunday or not? It's just fascinating that he's not ready, but he's ready for we'll hide him and then we'll save him for Seattle. Well, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't done nothing yet for those teams to be shaking in his boot. It's all the P word, potential, guys.
Yeah, it's about the T word, threat, because, it's about what he possibly could be. It doesn't matter, who thinks he's ready or not. Kyle Shanahan, and internally, they have a series of plays that he runs, that he can run, that they like. And when you're in that situation where you can make those plays happen, you'll put him in there. And it's really just that simple. And, he's ready for whatever they think he's ready for. Bottom line, Jimmy Garoppolo has not thrown an interception yet this year. If he goes pick free Sunday, it'll be the first time in his career he goes 3 straight games without an interception. Point being, Jimmy G is doing what you need right now. And Trey Lance is a great changeup as he goes. And, he might not play again. I think based on what the Packers don't do and the fact that your run game is depleted, I think you're going to see Trey Lance in some QB run, kind of, the old zone read, the read option stuff where he has the opportunity to pull it and keep it, because that might be one of your better run plays this weekend.
Yeah. Superhero. I don't think of Trey Lance as a superhero. In fact, what I'm getting at now is that the hype was so strong early, and everybody kind of blew it. We just expected too much too soon, I think, from Trey Lance. And I think he's going to play limited like he did in week one, maybe a few more plays. But, to just think that, if you really think about it, I'll use it on myself. How stupid were we? How stupid were we to think, not you, Dibs, to think that this guy, that this Trey Lance was actually going to start at quarterback in his first game for a team that thinks and considers itself as a Super Bowl contender? When you look at it that way, it's like, shame on me. Shame on me for even going there. Trey Lance was never going to start on this team. Never.
Well, you,
coach.
You are looking low. You were at 41%. That's your number.
For about 3 minutes.
It's Steiner.
It was a long three.
No, but. And then I remember. I think I remember. I swear to you, I woke up one day and I was like, wait a minute. This kid's not going to play. They want to try to win a Super Bowl this year. It was as simple
as that. I'll say this. And you should, it's not stupid, Steiny, to anybody that thought that, because we lived it. It was right here in our own backyard. And I think a lot of it had to do with Mac Jones. And then we found out the switcheroo, if that's what you want to call it. It ended up being Trey Lance. But I didn't, from a personal standpoint, guys, see a young man fail time and time again to where Steiny could put that mustard on my spread. I rebuke that he's not ready, and we saw that. There were some good plays, and there were some Maggie Seaver dibs where there were growing pains, just like all these other quarterbacks that are starting, thank you, Spadoni, that are starting, and they're learning on the fly. But to say the gap is so bigger between Jimmy and Trey, I rebuke that. I still think it's closer, and what made this more maddening was the coach wouldn't just come in and Shaquille O'Neal and slam dunk and reiterate what he said in March. Nah. That Jimmy's his starter, Steiny. So I don't think the gap is as big as you make it. That
baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I'm saying. See, Trey not ready, I give you that, but the gap ain't – he didn't fail to the point to where you could use the S word.
I think the gap is much wider than people thought a month ago. To me it was a throwaway line when John Lynch said, you know, he's pushing.
The real proof in the pudding will be is if something happens to Jimmy G in this game at the, you know, he makes it through, oh, you know, he's going to be out for a while. Is there even talk of it being Sudfeld, a guy with more experience? That is
now that would hurt.
That's how big the gap I think is, because if you had to go next week with a guy, I mean, is Trey Lance ready to take on the full time role or not? And the fact that that's even a question, and I'm not saying it is a question, but the notion might be out there that speaks to the nature of the gap. I was going to ask you guys about when the Packers have the ball. Okay, it's 11-on-11. We know that. The Packers have the best player on the field in Aaron Rodgers. Is number two Nick Bosa, or is it Devontae Adams? And does that, the very nature of that non-matchup, but can that be the determinant? Because if they have time, you guys have been watching Devontae Adams. He is nasty.
He's a stud. Yeah.
Not only before he gets the ball with the routes he runs, but after he gets the ball. He's so explosive. So what do you think about the matchup, especially of Devontae Adams going up against K'Wan Williams in the slot, because the Packers are going to run almost exclusive three wide receivers, which means you're not going to see a ton of running. You will see Aaron Jones, but I bet you the Niners are in their nickel package more than often.
I mean, to me, it's got to be Bosa. Yeah. I mean, he's the best defensive player on the field. So I think he's already got three sacks in two games.
Ballin'.
He may be headed for a monster year. I would just say, to me, Bosa's the guy who could wreck the game more than any other 49er defensive player. I mean, that's not going out on a limb, but that's why I think it's Bosa.
And I'm right up with you, Steiny. And Dibs, the reason I say it's Bosa with Steiny is we've seen this movie before when Rodgers was the best player on the field, but yet Bosa goes, that D-line goes, and we saw that they got suffocated in the most important game before the Super Bowl. So I don't think that changes, but if I'm Green Bay and you didn't ask, and what they're missing on defense, I see them blitzing their ass off to manufacture pressure, and that's why I said 42 Ronnie Lott is Jimmy makes his reads, gets rid of the ball quick, and then it's 4th of July.
And it's interesting, though, Goo, because the way the Niners set things up from a personnel standpoint, you know, we talk about 21 personnel with the two running backs. That's 31% of what the Niners have done this year, and that leads the league by far. Only Baltimore is close. So, you know, unless you're really going to play that dink and dunk to try to beat the blitz, when you have the two running backs and the one tight end, that's only two receivers. So you're not going to be able to be designed to have a lot of deep stuff unless you have more time. You know, if you're sending George Kittle, as Lowe calls it, hey, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle, that's one that takes a little bit of time to develop. I'll give you four. That was really good. So that's going to be interesting to me, Goo, is if Green Bay tries to, you know, kind of stack the box and crowd the Niners out of their preferred formations.
Can't wait.
I know we're up again. What's Moose got on the line? Moose has something.
Moose.
Want a quick squeeze Moose in here? Moose, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, good afternoon. Good afternoon, fellas. Hey, yeah. Drew, I got to say, man, you're saying that there's not too much of a gap here in terms of Trey and Jimmy. I mean, I think the coaches, I think Shanahan and these guys know. And the way I see it, Steiny, you were saying, you know, we should be laughing at ourselves, talking about how Trey should have been the starter. The only way Trey gets into games right now is when the offense is humming along. If the offense isn't playing well like they were in the last game, Shanahan has to keep Jimmy in, let him know that he is the starter of this team and he is the true leader. Not that Trey can't be in the future, but I don't think you're going to see much of Trey Lance unless the offense is moving up the field and doing their thing against the Packers. If they're struggling, Jimmy's got to stay in the game. He's got to tough it out. That's my opinion.
Yeah, thanks, Moose. It's interesting. You bring in Trey Lance when things are going well as opposed to going poorly like you would with most backup quarterbacks. All right, when we come back, oh, man, if you watched the Giants yesterday and we're keeping an eye on the Dodgers, what a roller coaster that was. We'll talk about it on the other side. Also, some last night in our league. We'll be right back. It's a Friday.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, just a nice surprise as I walked up to the kitchen. A lot of fresh ham just bought. What's a ham and cheese sandwich with some pink lemonade? Does it get any better than that? And as you know, I like to have a little right here because we go into some highlights and I can knock off a bite. When we hear, Yankees win, hey, win, that's a good time for me to eat, actually. So,
yeah, they didn't play yesterday, and
thank God.
Appreciate your active participation in the bit.
Thank God. I appreciate it.
If you get hungry later, I could come up with another bit so you could, you know, tack on a second snack. You let me know.
Well, I can't wait until 1:30, which is when I'm going to have to wait because that's when the lock of the day and the week and stuff comes
gotcha,
up.
Gotcha.
And that's usually not me, but man.
Yeah, well, there's always time for trivia, Steiny, and that's good for
people.
Yeah, I just want to play a little game. Ham and cheese sandwich and pink lemonade, does it, in fact, get better than that, Dibs?
I'm going to say, yeah, I think that ham from a lunch meat standpoint, pretty far down the rung. So the pink lemonade, though, yeah, it's an absolute yes. It's a win.
Yeah.
Even if you don't electrify it, you know what I mean, babe. But it does get better than the ham and cheese part. Goo?
It doesn't exactly match. Not peanut butter and jelly, so I'm going to say it does get better, Kyle.
That's absolutely correct. Both of you are right. It does get better than that. Well done, everybody. Thanks for playing. Does it get better than ham and cheese and a pink lemonade?
Scoreboard, Steiny. There you go.
Well, interestingly, Kyle at the pre-show meeting was talking about maybe a little Friday fun with a top five type of list, Friday's top five. And you know what? Maybe I'll put together my top five.
I love that.
Although I like the Mount Rushmore. Maybe I'll put together my Mount Rushmore of deli meats. Ham. Well, turkey, roast beef, and Lebanon bologna. That's what I would say. Come on, let's go to last night in our league.
A lot of action, guys, around Major League Baseball, and it starts with the Giants' lead halved after their extra inning loss.
Here's the pitch from Leon. Victor swings, ground ball up the middle, diving stop, Listella coming home, no chance. Profar scores, and the Padres win it. Victor Caratini with a walk-off infield single in the bottom of the 10th inning, and the Padres' efforts against the Giants finally rewarded. They win this game 7-6.
Friend of the program, Jesse Agler, 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. Austin Slater, three-run homer, brought him back. But the Padres walk him off in 10. Goo, the Padres are six out with 10 to go. You got to admire the fight, but they can't believe they're still in it.
Yeah, it's a ran. It's a wrap. I'll tell them that. But I'll say this. The Giants better win this division, guys, because, again, Logan Webb, I know we're at the juncture to where everybody's tired and has a story, Dibs, but Gausman wasn't his best, and Logan Webb, you know, again, he's not Roger Clemens, but he can be had.
I can't wait to have this conversation at a time, in about 10 minutes after we get through this, because the wild card and the win division, it's being overblown. It's flat out being overblown. Wow. And then there's also, I got to get into this starting relief pitching thing. I got a lot to say. I'm going to save it.
Yaz is 24th in the loss. Alex Wood will start at Colorado today. The Dodgers won back. They needed 10, but they did cut into the deficit.
Max Muncy leading it off. And a fly ball to center field. It's going to be a long run back, way back, and it is gone! A home run! Max Muncy! With his 35th home run of the year. And the Dodgers have a two-run lead. It is now 7-5.
Charlie Steiner, Dodgers Radio Network, 7-5 the final. Max Scherzer couldn't get a grip, literally. He allowed 5 runs over 5 innings. And Steiny, that was a leadoff 2-run home run. Your thoughts?
A leadoff home run in the 10th.
A leadoff 2-run home run.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
3-0.
Max Muncy, the Giant killer also. I'm watching that game. They were down to their last out, the Dodgers. 3 straight singles. They tie it up. Then they get out of a little bit of a jam in the butt. Whoo, man. I was just imagining the Giants watching that scoreboard thinking, we're this close to being up 3 games, and now it's just 1.
Yeah, my mentions were on fire from the Jackal saying that I said they were going to win it going away. But I'll say this about Major League umpires and the home plate calls. It's balls and strikes. If you watch that game, the Dodgers lost that game 2 or 3 times, and they just got the benefit of non-strikes being called. And it's just, I'm ready for the K-zone or the computer, but the Dodgers got lucky, man.
Well, we can revisit fairness in sports later. I know we want to talk about this new playoff format with the Monday night playoff game and the notion of what's fair or not fair, but that's for later in the program. Meanwhile, the Cardinals' Goldschmidt on Milwaukee.
The 3-1. A swing, and there's a drive. Deep left center field. See you later. That's a home run. Home runs and back-to-back at-bats for Goldschmidt. The Cardinals lead by 3, 8-5 in the 9th inning in Milwaukee.
John Rooney, KMOX, Goldschmidt homered twice. He's got 29. They came back from 5 down. They've won 12 in a row, Goo, and they're up by 4.5 in that second card.
I know a guy, last name Johnson, that took Milwaukee, trying to think that Milwaukee would snap the slide. Plus 170 on the run line. Looks at his phone. They're up 5-0. You think you're good.
Thought it was
over. And the Redbirds come back, Steiny. They are hot to trot, man.
Yes, and there's a wise man who said about a week ago, you know, something about Milwaukee having put away this division. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, Dibs. The Brewers losing a little bit of their edge, a little bit of their moxie.
Actually, yeah, it's pronounced Milwaukee.
They don't need their moxie for another 10 days or so. Then they can worry about it. Meanwhile, the Braves fall to the 104 loss Snakes.
Shot to center. Heredia back. Over his head. Up against the wall. Calhoun turns third. He's coming to the plate. There will be no throw. He scores. Diamondback slated on an RBI double by Varsho. They're on top 5-4.
Greg Schulte, Diamondbacks Radio Network. Carson Kelly, a three-run home run. Arizona rallied twice. The Braves lead over Philly, Steiny, down to just two games.
I know. And I'm going to say it. Phillies aren't going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. The Braves won that.
Is that reverse devil tongue?
No. Yeah. No. I bet anybody right now, and I'll give you the odds or whatever you need. Philly's not going to win that division. Come on. Exactly.
They're still in it, though.
That's great. So are the A's.
That was unnecessary. Kyle and Spadoni. I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
So the Padres. Yeah, they're still in it. Okay.
I'll break out my old line that I use for baseball. It's like golf. These teams are playing themselves. I don't think the Dodgers, it's a given that they're going to sweep Arizona. You see what they did yesterday. They're going to have to go out there and earn it in Desert Town.
Yeah, more on the weekend matchups straight ahead. But meanwhile, the Blue Jays stumble against the Twins.
The 2-2. He slams one in the air out to deep right field. Hernandez turns around the wall, and it is gone. An absolute no doubter off the bat of Nick Gordon.
7-2, the final. Thank you, Ben Wagner, Blue Jays Radio Network. Teoscar Hernandez homered, but the Twins would not be denied in the victory, and the Blue Jays, Steiny, now one game out of the second card behind the Yankees. Yankees-Boston start tonight.
Go Blue Jays.
Right?
Here we go, Jays. I can't stand the Yankees.
Right,
and I don't want to do that.
You can't do that.
When they're off.
Sadly, he can do whatever he wants. He's coming off a recent promotion, and he's got the buttons. We're kind of, the guy's got us by the short hairs.
I'll say this. If I'm Toronto, I look every man in the face and tell him this is it. Michael Jackson, Yankees at Boston, and Boston needs it, and you got the lowly Twins who you lost to yesterday. If you want it, it's right there on a platter. Go take it.
And Boston can, if they take two or three, they can pretty much put a hammer lock on the first card, and then the Yankees and the rest can slug it out. And one team that may not be there when the fighting starts in the second card, Seattle all but ended Oakland.
2-2 pitch, swung on, yank down the line. Ooh. Stay fair, big boy. He did! A two-run homer by Luis Torrens. Pinch hitting, and the Mariners have a 6-4 lead.
Dave Sims, 710 ESPN Seattle, assuming that the ball was male, but a good call. Nonetheless, he stayed fair was the call. Non-binary here in 2021. But, guys, Chris Bassitt comes back off the facial fracture, pitches three scoreless, gets a standing O. Pretty cool moment.
Yeah, and if I knew him or could contact him, Steiny, I mean this, guys. I would just the fist emoji. I mean, for him to go back out there not too far after that happened, and it could have been worse, he could have shut it down, the John Wayne Award, Courage, all that. It was good to see. And
simple phone call.
He won't be pitching in the playoffs.
Simple phone call to the Oakland A's PR department. You could probably get in touch with Chris Bassitt. It was funny. After the game, he was talking about he wanted to talk kind of less about him coming back than he did about how terrible the A's have been in the last month. He was really disappointed in the way this team has finished. Yeah.
Matt Olson, his 38th, by the way. Goo, they're four out with nine to play, and Houston coming to town.
I'll let you figure that out. D-O-N-E. And I hope I'm wrong, but Dave Stewart, I follow him on Twitter. He's, if I could paraphrase his tweet, that the A's lost the division to the Mariners. I believe they lost nine in a row to them, if not more. And that's why they may not be playing once the season's over. But how did Seattle get their number, guys?
I don't know.
Nine in a row?
I think some A's fans just feel like they got a little life now. Guru declaring them done is the same guy that said the Giants are going to pull away and win that division.
No, keep your
head up, Spadone and Mattson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had to do it. Yeah, I had to do it.
Well, the best chance is the Phillies to pick up two on Atlanta. And by the way, a little peculiarity going on here momentarily with it.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.